air. Is this Lainey?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Lainey. Hey, you're our first guest on Filter's first ever call-in talk radio special, maybe never again episode. How does that feel?
I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, and since this is kind of a free-for-all, I mean, the original show is going to be about grocery stores, which I know, I think you and I have seen each other in grocery stores from time to time, although I used to see you more, and now I see you less, which is always a disappointment.
Well, I mean, is it a disappointment that both of us are taking the pandemic seriously and doing our part to stop the world from dying? I mean, there is that.
Yes, that is a good point. And I do feel like I have been doing my part. And, you know, there's definitely like I felt like a little bit more out of the container this summer than I was in the spring. So I have been going into grocery stores from time to time. Always wearing my mask and very careful to sanitize. And that has sort of changed the grocery store shopping experience. I don't know if that's what you guys are up to in your family, if you're going into stores or if you're doing pickup or what.
Yeah, we're going in the stores. Largely, I've cut back my shopping to where I'm mostly just shopping once a month, which is horrible because it turns out I turned into my mother, where you just have the shopping cart so very, very high of groceries that everyone is politely smiling, but you know that they really wish that you would have just come in earlier in the week when they weren't there. So
yeah,
that's fun.
So, but that means, Lainey, that you become maybe more organized as a person, you know, than you were before the pandemic. So that must feel good to be able to complete your shopping one day out of the month and then feel pretty supplied for that month, at least as supplied as you can be during these times.
Yeah. I mean, and frankly, it just means that I'm using more frozen meals than fresh meals. You know, cause you know, when you're buying in bulk, you do have the opportunity to put some things away. And so instead of having everything fresh out of my meat drawer, now I'm like, okay, so we're having fish. Why are we having fish? Because I bought a lot of fish last month, and now we're having fish. It's delicious. Eat it. And it turns out it is delicious, but, you know, when you're pulling mystery meats out of the freezer, it's always like, it's going to be good. I'm a good cook, you guys. Just eat the food.
Yeah, I promise it's good. It's going to be okay. Just because it's frozen doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, right? Like, frozen peas, frozen corn, like there's a lot of frozen things that just because, I mean, all salmon is frozen before it ends up in your grocery store, you know, and yeah. Salmon's expensive and delicious and good for you. So, I think the stigma against frozen sometimes is more like a stigma against, like the cost of things that are frozen.
Yeah. And I mean, there are some products that hold better in the freezer than others, and you do have to be conscious of your dates. You know, there are things that have been back there in your freezer for a year, and they do have to go. So you still have to plan it. It's not, I'm going to eat this eventually. But I do draw the line on frozen corn. I am a canned corn or a fresh corn person. Peas are fine.
Oh, interesting.
But corn does not go in the freezer.
Why not? Please tell me why, because I still buy frozen corn, and to me, it tastes delicious. And almost I feel like if I'm buying it out of a can, it's going to be all saucy, you know, it's going to be all wet. And whereas the frozen ones, it's like I feel like maybe it could take the flavor of the butter that I covered in better.
And I think that we might be buying totally different brands, because when I'm eating corn that is out of the freezer, it is always mushy. That extra frozen liquid in there just makes it so much worse. The texture is soft, and I hate it. Whereas the corn that's in the can, obviously fresh corn is fresh corn, you know, delicious. But the corn that's in the can, the extra salt that they put in to preserve it, because, you know, oh no, preservatives,
right.
It really keeps it firmer for me. And when I'm using canned corn, I'm typically putting it in soups. And so it's really important that it's not extra mushy to start.
Mushy soup is, well, it depends on what kind of mush I guess you're looking for, but yeah, most I would like a crisp corn kernel bite in a soup. That's yeah, that's I totally want that. So that you're opening my mind, and you're making me think that there is more to corn That's not straight off the cob, because I mean, as much as I like corn off the cob, it's like, it's a pain. Like, honestly, even it's simple to make it and leave it on the cob, but if you want to separate it, that's just annoying. It's, yeah, maybe that's just too much. But I will tell you that the frozen corn I buy is a value corner. So it's not like it's not necessarily a really good corn. But you know, I mean, we both have kids, Lainey. Like, I think we understand that we kind of like end up buying, you know, we want to do well by our kids, but it's like, we also want to buy stuff that they'll eat. And I'll bet you they'd eat corn in the can. So maybe we should do like a, I don't know. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you what you should make, but I do want you to tell me what stores that you're shopping at now, like where's your favorite, you know, I don't know. You don't have to say your favorite, but like what was your shopping experience? Like your grocery store shopping experience in Port Townsend, before pandemic and maybe after, or whatever you want to talk about in terms of that.
I have opinions and I have prepared stories.
Oh, good.
Yes. Okay. So here goes my monologue. Personally, me and my family, and it's kind of my larger family as well, but definitely my small family unit, we prefer QFC and Hadlock specifically. We've got real loyalty to what used to be Reed's, and that loyalty didn't change when the store management and the owners changed. And I'm actually a little on the young side. I remember Reed's well, but I know that the generation right after me, like, totally missed it. And, you know, that sucks because Reed's was amazing. My family even made up songs about going to Reed's, so it's lovely. And so I really like QFC. I really like all of the people there. Most of them know me and greet me and joke with me. It's really nice. It's a family atmosphere. I never have to worry that they're not going to have something that I need, and that's always a really cool comfort. I personally don't have a problem with Safeway, but I don't shop there very often because my mom has been boycotting Safeway for like 5-10 years now, like full-on boycott. She had a horrible experience. It was around St. Patrick's Day, and so, you know, the corned beef sales everywhere. And yes. So she was a really regular shopper, and she had gone in to get the corned beef that's on sale, you know, with her little packet of papers in hand saying, these are all the sales that you need to hit up, you know, just sprightly step. And she went over to the meat department. They were out, and she's like, you know, hey, when is the corned beef going to come back on sale? When are you guys going to have more of it? And apparently, I wasn't there, so this is going off of secondhand information, but apparently the meat guy tore into her and went off about how sick he is of people only coming in for the sales, and of course we're out of corned beef, you know, because people like you, and just made a horrible experience so bad that to this day, when people tell her about the great sales at Safeway, she will just dead fish eye them and be like, I don't shop at Safeway. I hate them.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so, you know, that is the St. Patrick's Day spirit was not alive that day.
No.
Yeah. That's so she won't step foot even in the parking lot at this point. But, you know, what about like, is self-checkout important to you? Is that something that you like, or is that something that self-checkout feels like, I know I have a lot of friends who are like, it's the death of, you know, of human involvement in our retail experience, and they hate it.
I think it's a really good topic to discuss as a microcosm of our society. And the fact that we do have a lot of budding resentment towards the opportunity for technology to take over our jobs, when the flip side of that is that we can be looking at it as technology giving us the opportunity to be more specialized, specifically QFC and Hadlock, because that's where I like to be. The people who man the self-checkout, because there's always somebody there, they're always really friendly, they're always chit-chatting with me and with the other customers, they're always willing to help out, and, you know, nobody likes the put the item back in the bagging area. Well, I haven't even scanned it yet. Put it back! Like, that sucks. Sucks so, so badly. But it does give the opportunity for people who have small amounts of groceries to be quickly going through the line so that the people who need attention through the actual grocery lines or who have a big purchase are able to, you know, still have the manpower. Because really, just like every other business, there are rushes and lulls at the store.
Right.
And having the self-checkout, I think, personally, it's a really good opportunity to keep things moving without having to have the store so deep in staff that they're burning money when they're not in a rush.
But in your current shopping style, once a month, buying everything, that's probably not conducive to self-checking.
Oh, no. It was really funny the other day because it looked like I didn't have a lot of groceries because I had stacked them all very neatly and nicely in my cart because I knew what I wanted that day. And the lady tried to send me to self-checkout, and I'm like, I have way more than 20 items. She's like, it'll be fine. Then she looks, and she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, but this is my pandemic response, and you guys can't just put me through self-checkout. You don't have enough room for me to be in self-checkout.
I am sorry that I am so organized and that I Tetrised my cart in a way that you cannot even fathom.
Right? It was just, it had to happen because I was doing my WIC shopping, which I'm so grateful for WIC.
Thank you for WIC, Washington State.
Yeah, and just
or federal government.
Transition away from the checks because, oh my God, I hated calling a manager just to do my regular basic shopping because WIC is supposed to be your regular basic shopping. You can't have flavored cereal. So, like, it doesn't get a whole lot basic than regular unflavored Cheerios, okay?
Right.
And just having to call over a manager because they cannot do it without the manager's signature. And then, oh, this didn't run up as a WIC item. I don't know why milk doesn't count as a WIC item. Oh, well, I guess it's because it's the this to this. And then they have to, but the card, they've transitioned onto the card. The card has an app attached to it. The app has a scanner. So there have definitely been times that I have been at the store where I have scanned peanut butter. And they're like, this peanut butter doesn't qualify. And so I don't put it in my cart. Oh, that's just the world to me. Cause I don't really have the money to be buying all of the peanut butter that doesn't qualify. And then, oh, wait, you still have to get more peanut butter. Well, I can't. Okay, guys?
That's a huge relief. Because I remember when we had the girls, at first it was like, and we're trying to do WIC and the checks. It was like I could see why people would just stop and not even go through this process. Like it was intentional to make people not actually utilize WIC, which is a super important service that's provided because we live in a socialist society. That was a joke.
I heard it loud and clear.
Okay,
I
good.
Just didn't know if I wanted to laugh or not.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's like it's one of those sarcasm like filters or where you're just like, but you're like, it's sarcasm, but it's like, God, this is the world we live in where people actually like see that and they're like, oh, it's communist. It's like do you care about people's livelihoods? Anyway, so the fact that it's on a card now and the card controls the card controls all the stuff, and so it's all pre-programmed, and you don't have to fight with anybody about what's WIC and what's not. That is awesome news.
Yep. And then the fact that you can make smaller grocery trips. Again, pandemic, it doesn't apply as much, but it's been around enough that I can think of fondly where I could just go to the store, and if I needed to get, a head of cabbage for my recipe, I can swipe my WIC card for that. And I don't have to get the $11 of WIC vegetables because, oh, well, it's on a card. You can use this whenever you want it. And that's been so, so nice because you know what? I can't drink 2 gallons of milk in a week, okay? Okay. And if I need the other things on that WIC check, I have to get everything on the WIC check. Otherwise, it is void. Whereas now, if I need a quart of milk and a thing of cabbage, and oh, look, I'm also out of peanut butter, I can get those things and I can go home. And then when I'm ready to get the rest of my WIC stuff, I can get it. And it makes fresh so much easier. It makes milk so much easier. And, oh, man, I love the card so much.
Well, this is all good news. So if you were intimidated by WIC before, hopefully now you will get in that system and use it to feed your babies, folks who are listening. And Lainey, Well, I think we're going to take a little song break. But if you have some more thoughts on grocery stores or anything else you want to share, we could talk for a little while longer, and then we'll see if anybody else wants to call in. Does that sound good?
I'm totally down for that.
All right, so we're going to listen to Jason by The Midnight, keeping with our synth wave theme here, which will transition into a new wave theme because I can't help it. Keep on.
If you can't. KPTZ is supported by Poor House, a craft beer bar and bottle shop on the beach in Port Townsend. 7 days a week at 2231 Washington Street. More info at ptpoorhouse.com.
We're back on the air. This is Filter. I'm Paul Rice. Just letting you know that after Filter at 3 p.m., it's going to be live from Rain Shadow with DJ Magic Marker. First ever DJ set on the live weekly show, which is like your COVID security blanket because there's no live music now, but there is live music on KPTZ. So make sure you keep listening after you listen to me, which is a great idea to continue listening here as well. So we still have Lainey on the line. We've been talking about grocery stores, and I just have a quick question, Lainey. Is Penny Saver a grocery store?
I mean, if they would just put in a gas pump, they'd be a gas station.
Didn't they have a gas station? Wasn't it a gas station at some point in its existence?
I really wouldn't be surprised, but frankly, I'm really bad at that type of trivia. So I'm going to go with I abstain for lack of knowledge.
At least I know it wasn't a bowling alley. The bowling alley was next door where the co-op is.
I have a cool story about that because I had prepared statements.
Do it. Yes, I want to hear. We want to hear. Tell us your cool story.
So we all know that the co-op had done a remodel recently where they were, you know, making it all better and all that junk, right?
Yes.
So my brother-in-law, Eric, was on the bottom floor of all of that because he had worked at the co-op during the time. And, you know, he's moved on to brighter and better things, a better fit for him. You know, good job, Eric. Proud of you. But while they were doing that construction, they had realized that one of the walls in the back was actually the original art that was in the bowling alley. They had uncovered a full bowling alley wall.
What was the art?
I wasn't there. So, you know, how often do you really listen when someone is talking to you about imagery? But it sounded like that it was, you know, the really colorful bowling alley, you know, like paraphernalia where it shows the balls and the pins and all that good stuff. So it was just like one of the original bowling alley walls. So unfortunately, from what I was told, they weren't able to find a way to preserve it because, you know, their first thought was, you know, how cool would it be to bring this back to the community? But they weren't successful in that. But I thought I'd share that trivia since I was on the bottom floor of that because I knew somebody was on the bottom floor.
Can we just imagine for a second what it could have been? Like, was it a pond, like, sort of in the distance, and then, like, a family of ducks wearing bowling shoes walking to the pond that's filled with bowling balls?
Oh, God, no. I believe that I would remember that from my childhood, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
When I imagine it, I imagine one of those big old black balls that kind of has the brown tinge on it with the little piece of light coming on it where you can see all three of the holes like it's a coconut, and then it has like the seven pins that are all lined up and kind of the wind pushing back from the ball in those little three white stripes, and that the pins don't actually look scared, but you imagine they could look scared because you're looking at it through the lens of childhood, and then the really bright reds and oranges and kind of yellowish on the side that we associate with, you know, bowling.
Yeah.
That's how I imagine it when Eric was describing it. And I'm sure he described it well, but I was already off in my imagination land during that time.
Well, I am sure that it was a lot. I'm sure somebody took some pictures. So at least there's probably pictures out there. So at least that legacy is preserved. And ironic that that legacy is preserved, or not preserved, but the that town tavern painting of the famously, I don't know what the word is for it, kind of sexy but not sexy painting. yeah, that exists. I think it's at Chris Nelson's house. Chris, if that's wrong, let me know. But yeah, so do you, Lainey, we're gonna open up the lines to see if anybody else wants to call. But do you have any other grocery store stories you want to share or any shout outs you'd like to give? Maybe to your family. Just hit us with everything. Hit us with everything you got right now.
Okay. Objectively, I thought it would be unfair of me not to mention that QFC and Havelock does have a lack that a lot of our other grocery stores have done, in which QFC and Havelock doesn't really have a social place, whereas Safeway, they have those outdoor tables, and they have that little spot by their coffee shop. The co-op has that place in, or did have the place in the back, I haven't gone in a while, where, you know, you can meet up for food And, you know, even Aldrich's, back when they were open, they were really set up to be social as well, because they had those line on the back of the registers, and they had the upstairs as well. And Port Townsend and Hadlock and Chimicum is really about being very social. I guess the Chimicum Farmer's Stand technically counts as a grocery store, too, but I don't go to many of our local stores. I went to Aldridge's a lot because I love their sushi, because, I mean, sushi, yum. Oh,
so good. And it's reopening, and the sushi's moving downstairs. So the sushi...
Downstairs?
Yes, the sushi's going to move downstairs. I think in the articles that Yas and Yas's family, who are the people that are reopening it as a nonprofit, they've said that the sushi is going to be more featured, more like the center of the action, which I'm really excited to see.
I mean, I was always really local, or really loyal. That's the word I wanted. Loyal to Aldridge's, because during the roadie parade, my family was always right outside of Aldridge's on the other side, so by the bus stop. We've been there, like, basically literally my whole life. Like, aside from the pandemic, I've never missed a roadie parade because, you know, when I'm not sitting with my family, I was actually marching in it. You know, Same thing for the carnival. Man, how I miss the carnival.
Yeah, I mean, all of that. Roadie's my favorite time of year in Port Townsend, and to not have it is kind of mind-blowing. It's like it doesn't feel – yeah, well, but nothing feels real right now, I guess.
I would obviously have a really soft spot in my heart for Aldrich's because it's a part of so many of my really positive family memories. And so,
it's coming back.
That's awesome.
And maybe
I was really excited to hear about that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get Yas on here in the next few weeks to talk about what it's going to look like. Got any? We'll say hi to Barry Lee. Barry Lee is Lainey's beautiful child, who I haven't seen probably since pre-COVID.
True.
No more swimming pool visits, not for now, at least.
Well, it'll open up eventually, and then we'll go back to the pool, and it'll be lovely. And I just wanted to. Okay, Barry Lee wants to say hello.
Oh, Barry Lee, say hello.
Can you say how are you?
Hi, yes.
Can you say hi, Paul?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Barry Lee. I love your voice. Oh, my gosh. I am going to just cry in the studio. What?
Can you say KPTZ? No.
KPTZ.
You say filter? Good job.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the baby cuteness I have for that shout out.
That's perfect. That was amazing. So,
And then, like, for shout outs for, like, the stores, obviously, I know a lot of people, but specifically at QFC and Hadlock, Sarah Geis makes everything cool. She's working in Starbucks. She's the manager there, and so everybody knows her. And then, there are too many shout outs. I don't want to give any more shout outs.
Yeah, because then you'll
Lainey, you forgot me.
Yeah, don't forget anybody. We'll have you on again, Lainey.
Cool.
And, is that Devlin in the background? Say hi to Devlin for me. And thank you so much for being here. And and being our first ever caller on Filters Talk Radio special, which may or may not happen again, but it's more likely to happen with great callers like you. So thanks again, Lainey, and you have a great day.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to when the pandemic is taken care of and we can go back to hugging our friends and swimming them in pools. Because, man, swimming, summer, swimming.
It's coming. It's coming.
All right,
Lainey.
Tell your people I love them because I do.
I will. And they love you too. And I do too. Bye, Lainey.
All right. Bye, Paul.
All right. That was Lainey. She was our